T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, what up, what up, everybody? Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I'm Adam Epstein, and you're listening to D.C. Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980. We are streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always on the go with the free Odyssey app. It is the first of the month. Welcome to November. Hope everyone had a fantastic Halloween. And I know for myself, as it gets colder here, I find myself more and more spending my weekends just on the couch watching sports. I no longer want to play pickleball, walk the dogs, go to the market. It's all about sports now. And sitting on the couch with a blanket, a cup of tea, and watching the game. College basketball season starts Monday. Monday, college hoops. It's always been my most interested sport. I have been locked in since birth. My mom went to Maryland. I loved Gary Williams. Then I started to get into George Mason. Of course, the Georgetown Hoyas when I was a kid. Hoyas win! Hoyas win! And now I've moved over to VCU, and I do the pregame and halftime for VCU, but also cover the Commonwealth, and I'm looking forward to an exciting season for UVA basketball, and Virginia Tech basketball should be better as well. Mike Young's got a squad that they spent some money on. Just nothing more exciting than March Madness, but the ride along the way to get there is so fun. We've got Feast Week tournaments coming up over Thanksgiving. We are fully into our NBA and NHL seasons, and this weekend it's the sports equinox. Every major pro sports has a game this weekend. The Wiz hosts the Magic. Now, I might want to get into the Young Wiz today, because I'll tell you, they are fun to watch right now for three quarters. Three quarters, they are fun. The fourth quarter of games right now, I think they're doing a masterclass in tanking. I mean, the Sixers game the other night? I thought they wanted to lose on purpose. The Thunder game the other night, I thought they wanted to lose on purpose. But they hung with those two teams for the first three quarters. And this is the first season where I truly feel like you are seeing the vision of Michael Winger and Will Dawkins. I came on these airwaves here over the summer because I didn't like the way Alex Sarr played. He has looked so much better. Keyshawn George, Trey Johnson, Bob Carrington. Like, we're starting to see these young boys play meaningful minutes and go toe-to-toe with teams. And then CJ McCollum and Chris Middleton come in and lose the game for us. But it's right, we're going to trade them. All right, we are going to trade them. So, might get into the Wiz later. Caps off to a good start, coming off of a loss, but they've got Buffalo tonight. Commanders tomorrow night. Season feels like it's on the line. Sunday night football. Will this be the last primetime game Washington plays in? I mean, we had all of these lined up. Kind of feels like we're going to get flexed if we can't take care of business at home against the Seattle Seahawks. And game seven in baseball, the Fall Classic. How about that? Major League Baseball, best two words in sports, game seven. This series has been super exciting. It felt like Japan against Canada. Now it kind of feels like Ohtani against Vlad Jr. It's going down tonight. There are also a ton of great football games nationally in college football. Seasons on the line with a few elimination games. I do feel like the 12-team college football playoffs has made these weeks here in early November so much more exciting. Because the field is wide open. It's wide open. And you look at the SEC, there's like five teams that feel like they could get in right now. And there's like seven teams that are actually competing. So there's so much going on that's on the line that I love. With the local teams, UVA is trying to keep their undefeated ACC season alive at Cal. They absolutely have a college football playoff chance. I think if they get to the ACC title game in Charlotte, they belong in the college football playoffs, because that's what happened last year with SMU. I don't believe in penalizing a team for losing a championship game. If you make it to the Big Ten championship game, you lose. It doesn't affect you. Same with the SEC, ACC, and the Big 12. And so for Virginia, they're at Cal to keep their undefeated ACC season alive and to keep their college football playoff chances alive. And we have another local team that's in the sweat, and that's the JMU Dukes. And they literally have kept the sweat alive with a blowout win on Tuesday night. Now, the problem with JMU is they lost their one big opportunity game against Louisville, and they were in that game. It sucks they lost that one, because that would have been their win against the P4 team. Now they need help with a loss from a few teams in the American Conference. But if JMU goes undefeated to close out their season with just one loss and wins the Sun Belt, they're going to be in that conversation. And Bob Chesney's already in conversations about taking over a new program. That would suck if JMU loses their coach 2 years after he replaced another coach who was fantastic. And you look at what Kurt Cignetti, I think a lot of people forget that Kurt Cignetti was at JMU 2 years ago, and now he's got Indiana as one of the best teams in the country. And if you're a college football fan of all the big programs, you're gearing up for the monster matchup today that is Diego Pavia against Arch Manning. Yeah, Diego Pavia has put himself into the Heisman conversation, and Vanderbilt is absolutely in the college football playoff conversation. Texas season is not over. It feels like it, because they suffered two big losses to tough, not really the toughest teams, just the tough environments. Like, they lost at Florida. But Arch, I feel like, has played better as of late, even though it was the backup who threw the game-winning touchdown, I think, last week. I'm looking forward to that matchup. But I wanted to throw to Wes to see if you went out last night for Halloween, because I got to talk about the costume that I saw last night. I posted it on Twitter, if anybody saw. Wes, did you go out last night for Halloween?
I did not go out. I had to work the World Series game.
All right.
I got to see stuff on Instagram.
Yeah. All right. So, well, at least you're working. I love the grind. I respect that. I had to work Christmas every year to get to where I'm at. So I totally respect that. I went out to a Halloween party, and I posted this on Twitter. So I want people to check it out, at AWOD Radio. Wes, check this out. How messed up is this costume? So my buddy dressed up as Cam Scataboo, and he taped a extra shoe to his ankle that was hanging off of his ankle. I thought it crossed the line. I thought it was too soon. But I also thought that is the most relevant costume ever. That literally just happened.
Like, I'm looking at it right now.
What do you think of it? Scale of 1 to 10. How messed up is that?
The creativity, 8. Messed up, 9.5.
Yeah, I know. Now, people were tweeting me that Cam Scataboo would love this himself. And he does kind of seem like the kind of guy that has a great sense of humor. I mean, it feels like just last week he was taking his shirt off on Thursday Night Football with Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? So it sucks that his rookie season was cut short, and I think he would enjoy seeing him, you know, being used as a Halloween costume. But the best costume that I saw last night, Wes, was the giant Lord Farquaad. All right, if you know Lord Farquaad from Shrek, he's usually like 4 feet tall. He went after Fiona. He got eaten by the dragon. But Lord Farquaad, he's got a lot of lore, it feels like, in pop culture. But my buddy dressed up as Lord Farquaad, and he played college basketball. So he's like 6'4". He was the largest Lord Farquaad ever. But for a photo, he got on his knees to look the part. It was so funny. The wig on Lord Farquaad made my night last night. I dressed up as Chips and Salsa, which not a great costume, Wes. Like, I will admit, it was lame. But we added something to it to make it a little better. I had a fanny pack on my side filled with ramekins of dip. And so I was handing out dip.
That's
chips
awesome.
Was handing out chips. And now, as we left the party last night, there's a lot of random salsa containers all over the house, as I just kind of left it there when we left the house party. But that's what I dressed up as last night. But I'm telling you, Lord Farquaad was so funny. Scataboo was funny. I was like, darn it, I need to get better at this for next year. I need to go all out. If you have not seen, take a look at what Heidi Klum dressed up as. Take a look at what Heidi Klum dressed up as for a second. You will absolutely freak out. She does this every year. She is the queen of Halloween. Nobody's as good. Nobody will ever be as good as Heidi Klum because she mixes sexy with scary. This was scary, all right? This was not the sexy Heidi Klum. Wes, have you pulled up the photo of Heidi Klum?
I'm typing in right now. Hold on.
Heidi Klum's Halloween costume. She is Medusa, and her boyfriend dressed up as somebody that was turned to stone, all right? I'll send you the link if you can't see it on Instagram here. It is so well done. I mean, she probably sits down for 3 to 5 hours to get the makeup done. I mean, it's unbelievable. And she does this every single year. I think it was last year that she was E.T. Like legit looked like E.T. She's just the queen of Halloween. And I'll tell you, there's nothing more fun it feels like as a guy to wake up and just scroll Instagram the day after Halloween. Everybody's showing off their costumes, whether it's, you know, good, bad, or ugly. It's always fun to kind of check people out. But the first impression of my friends when I see them in costume is always the most fun. Wes, have you seen the photo now of Heidi Klum?
I have not. Matt sent to me.
Heidi Klum 2025 Halloween. It is the first image that appears on Google. It is freaking unbelievable. But I just wanted to start off the show because I love Halloween. Spooky season's always usually my favorite time of the year with so much going on in the sports world, but you can also enjoy the night. And last night I'm looking at it now. You're looking at it now. I mean, are you kidding me, Wes? Is that impressive or
that's
what?
That's crazy.
Right? I mean, and the boyfriend, too. Like, dude, I mean, I don't think I could sit still for that long. I could barely sit still for 30 minutes for a lie detector test I did with the junkies 10 years ago. How the heck are you supposed to get makeup put on you for 3 or 4 hours? I mean, I'd be twitching. I'd be itching. I would not be able to do it. Happy Halloween, everybody. It is November 1st, which means I think it is now acceptable for Wes to play Christmas music. I think today is the day. If you want to come back next segment with Mariah Carey, I will not blame you. I have always said, before Halloween is criminal. A lot of people say you have to wait till Thanksgiving, all right? I'm the Jewish guy here coming on the radio telling you, I am okay with you putting out your Christmas decorations starting November 1st. It's fine with me then. But then once we get to New Year's, you got to start taking that down, because then it's the New Year. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. And in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. If you saw an awesome costume last night that you wanted to give a shout-out to, give us a call. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. The Commander season. Last week I said the sky is falling. Well, the sky has fallen. We are living in the apocalypse. But we are surviving. We found our beans and our water. And we are surviving for at least one more week. It feels like the season is on the line. Will the Commanders make their last stand at home? We'll get into Washington against Seattle coming up next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro.
You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. You can chime in 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. Tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Call AWOD. Wes is running the ones and twos, 1-800-636-1067. And so it's November 1st here, and I need Washington to get a win. The clock is ticking, but my dad is going to Madrid for his birthday. I know a lot of friends that are actually making the trip. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I'm kind of getting a little FOMO as we get closer to Washington against Miami and Madrid. But that game has to mean something. Let's win this one. For my dad. Let's win this one for all the Commanders fans that spent their hard-earned money to go to Madrid. We want to see a game that means something. Don't want the season to be over by then, right? And I know there's a lot of listeners that bought tickets to Madrid. I mean, I think B. Mitch and Finley have been promoting it on their show. Like, there's a lot of people I know that are going to Madrid. Let's make sure that game means something. The season is on the line this weekend. Feels like this is the last stand. Is it too late? 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I say no, but the clock is certainly ticking. As much as last week's loss to Kansas City stung, it really doesn't matter compared to this weekend. You can lose a few road games. You can drop a game to an AFC opponent. This weekend's must win. It's now. Now is the time they need to string it together for a full game. All right? None of this first half stuff. Two halves, four quarters, full eyes, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose, right? They absolutely are going to run out of time. Last year, we got to 12-5. Like, I almost am sick and tired of talking about last year because it changed everybody's expectations. Everybody's. I know, I think it was Zabin after me last week had a good segment about, was last season a gift or a curse? Right, or blessing or curse. It was absolutely a blessing. It was the best season of my lifetime, and I'm not going to back down and say that it was a curse because it changed expectations. Because it was the greatest season of my lifetime. I would not change it for a second. But think back to last year when we won 12 games, 12-5, the best record in all those years, best season in 30 years. But 12-5, and they needed every single win in December. They needed every single one. I mean, that's kind of scary when you think about it, right? Because they got to five losses. We were 7-2. We lost three straight. We got to five losses. And then it felt like, well, six losses is going to put Washington on the outside looking in. It's the ninth week of the season this year, and we're at five losses. We're at the same amount that we had last year. It totally feels like we cannot drop another, at least anytime soon. Maybe we can lose one of the final three games of the year with it being Philly, Dallas, Philly. But, like, right now, we got to start stringing together some wins. And they have to take it one game at a time, one drive at a time, one snap at a time. But it's got to be right now. This feels like the Commanders' last stand. And there are a lot of factors in Washington's favor for this game. Number one, it's a home game. And we have played solid at home this season. 2-1. Blowout wins over the Giants and the Raiders, and we absolutely had the game won against the Chicago Bears. And my goodness, I think everybody would feel a lot different if this team was 4-4 and had beaten Chicago. Now we would have still been on this two-game losing streak instead of a three-game losing streak, but I think a lot of people would have felt great about our chances. We would have remained undefeated at home. And if we close out the season undefeated at home, we absolutely might be a playoff team. The wins have got to start right now. The first factor in Washington's favor is this is a home game. And it's going to be loud. It's Sunday night football. Washington against Seattle. We're going to wear the retro uniforms, which I don't know how much it does for me. I like it. I don't go crazy like I know some of the Gen Zers do for these uniforms. I don't personally love the black uniforms that much. I like burgundy. I like it gold. I like the white. But I know for a lot of people that lived through the 80s, this is going to remind them of the 80s or the early 90s there. And so that's exciting. And I think it gives extra juice to the players to know that you're going to be wearing the uniforms that were worn by all the legends, right? Theismann, Rippon, all of them. And so you think back to those successful years here, and now we're going to see that again being worn by Jaden Daniels. I think that is special. And the fact that Jaden's back is another huge factor in Washington's favor. We're going to need the juice. We're going to need the crowd to bring the energy. And darn it, we're going to need a good first drive, both offensively and defensively. I don't think that's happened this season. Teams have moved the ball on us too easily in the first quarter of games. It's set the tone. It's given them confidence that they can go out there and execute. And I've been saying we got to blitz more to start games. I don't know what to do defensively now. I call for benching Marshon Lattimore. Then he has his best game in a Commander's uniform. All right. I want Joe Witt Jr. to come down from the booth. That's just frankly not happening, it seems like. Our offense has started slow. Our defense, too, it's been a terrible combo. Teams have moved the ball too easily. It starts with the first drive of the game offensively and defensively, and the fact that we have been blanked in the first quarter over and over and over again. It's exhausting, and it's not how you win games or even be a successful team. I mean, Falcons game, 0 points on the board. 0 points. Like, you think we would have won that game if we had just done something in the first quarter? Chargers game, blanked. And we ended up winning that game. Blanked. Bears game, like, oh, Washington got going in that one. Nope. Not till the second quarter. Blanked in the first quarter. All right. Well, maybe at Dallas. Nope. Dallas, we got the weirdest first quarter ever where they scored 17 points. We scored a safety and a touchdown in which we missed the extra two-point conversion. So we scored, but we gave up 17 in the first quarter there. And then last week, once again, back to our typical 0 points at the end of the first quarter. I mean, I'm so tired of it. Chris Russell's been right. He's always said the Redskins, the Commanders, the football team don't get started until 2 p.m. for a 1 o'clock kickoff. That has to change this weekend. My goodness. But Jaden back, everything is possible with Jaden Daniels. I really believe that. He can change everything because he is the NFL player. multiplier. I'll tell you why I'm so excited for Jaden Daniels to return, and I'll tell you what I think he will do Sunday night against the Seahawks when we return. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Is it too late for the Commanders to make their last stand at home against the Seahawks? 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. I use it to check out the Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And on the Odyssey app, if you are listening in, we want to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or call in 1-800-636-1067. Willis tweets me, AWOD, the Commanders, they are depleted right now, but they still have fight in them. And until they are mathematically out of it, I will still believe they can make a run. I probably will give up fully before we're mathematically eliminated. But with Jaden Daniels, everything can change because JD5 is the NFL multiplier. Jaden Daniels is one of those guys that just makes everyone around him better. He makes a 2-yard play a 4-yard play. He makes an 8-yard play a 16-yard play. He's had a knack in his young NFL career in creating epic moments. His speed is the difference maker. His speed is the difference maker. He can make a 10-yard cornerback scramble look easy. He can get out of no man's land and pick up a first down. He can just beat almost every edge rusher in football to the sidelines. It's like he picks up those yards in his sleep. The speed is the difference maker. And Grant made a great point, Grant Paulson, this week about how, like, I believe Jaden is one of the ones. He's a Mahomes. He's an Allen. He's one of those guys, right? And with one of them, you're never rebuilding. You're just reloading. And I feel that completely about Jaden. But also, I would go even further and say with Jaden Daniels being one of those guys, you're not out of it in the middle of the season. Why can't Jaden have the Lamar Jackson effect in Baltimore? Baltimore was awful. Lamar Jackson starts practicing again. All of a sudden, they start playing better. They've won a few games in a row. They now have a more than 50% chance to win their own damn division. They're going to be a playoff team again if Lamar stays healthy. Why can't the same thing happen for Jaden Daniels? I get it, Baltimore is a better defense. But the way you win games with Jaden Daniels is just him touching the ball last, right? We did it last year. That's why I don't care about people complaining about Lattimore and Joe Witt Jr. and the defense sucking, because the defense sucked at times last year. We just scored more points, right? And I did this bit, it's probably a stupid bit to do, but I did this bit on my show this week where I'm telling you, if Washington was scoring 29 points per game, we'd be talking about a 6-2 football team. We would have beaten the Packers in Green Bay. We just scored 29 what we were scoring last year. We would have won the Bears game. We would have won the Chiefs game. We're averaging only 23 points per game this year. That's basically a touchdown. We're basically missing a touchdown. Where is he? Oh, it's number 17. It's all the touchdowns he got last year when he set the franchise record, and those are gone. And it does feel like this team is missing the touchdown play. Zach Ertz had all those touchdowns last year. Where are those? We don't have him as a red zone target as much anymore. Teams have taken that away. Debo started the season with 3 touchdowns. Feels like he hasn't scored in a month. Bill had a few touchdowns to start the season. Now we can't run the ball. We don't have the touchdown play right now. And that was the difference in the Chiefs game, because it felt like we got across the 50 every single drive. And then we ran out of steam and we went backwards. But that's what's missing, and it feels like it's missing with the vertical play downfield. That's just the most obvious thing, because Terry did that 13 times last year. Like, are you kidding me? I'll take half of those right now. We have to have Jaden Daniels air the ball out this Sunday to have a chance. The vertical passing game has clearly lacked. It feels like it's the biggest issue with our offense, and I do think that if the vertical passing game started working, you would have to back up a few people out of the box, and then maybe the rushing attack would start working a little bit. But Cliff Kingsbury was asked about this, and I thought his response was very eye-opening. They don't have that guy yet. It's November 1st. They don't have that guy yet. Now, I would argue that we didn't know who that guy was last year until maybe the Browns game, probably 6 or 7 weeks into the season. Diami Brown started going off, right? Diami Brown became that guy last year. And I think it was about halfway through the season. But he became that guy. He was our vertical threat in the postseason as well. He was our guy that Jaden could throw the ball to downfield to stretch the defense. Cliff said, yeah, Terry McLaurin is great at that. Noah Brown is great at that. Those guys are not available. And he said, yeah, well, Diami played well at that spot last year. He's not here. So who's it going to be? You have to put Luke McCaffrey at the top of that conversation, because he's already caught a deep ball this year against the Chargers. Jaden's game back. Jaden comes back. I'd love to see them take a deep shot to Luke McCaffrey in this game. Could it be Jalen Lane? Possibly. I wanted more from him this season. Is Robbie Chosen going to get an opportunity? It's so weird the way he was basically our leading receiver against the Cowboys, and then he was cut like 2 hours before kickoff against the Chiefs to make room for the new kicker. He's brought back to the practice squad, and I could see him getting elevated. It's not Debo's game, really, I think, to be that vertical threat, and we've seen him be really good in the middle of the field, in some of these screen passes. He's such a yards-after-catch guy, you don't want to throw it deep to him, I feel like, as often. But he did have that big fourth down catch. I think it was against the Atlanta Falcons. That was more, I think, of a fade corner route than just a fly route. But we need that vertical game. That absolutely is what's missing. And it feels like it's the same problem that we've had since training camp. Like, when I was at training camp, part of my take was, yeah, without Terry, it feels like we have 4 slot receivers and no outside guys. Like, everybody's better inside. Who's going to be that vertical threat on the outside? Well, but with Jaden Daniels back, he can make anybody better. And he can give people an opportunity. And last time he came back, like I said, he found Luke McCaffrey. And so maybe Luke McCaffrey can be our vertical threat. But I think that's the biggest issue in our offense right now, is that we're throwing the ball sideways, or we're running the ball sideways, or we're trying to run up the gut and going nowhere, or we're trying to run the quarterback up the gut and going nowhere. And we don't have a really good intermediate guy because Ertz is a step slower, and I don't think that Lane is ready to be that guy. And, of course, Noah Brown could have been that guy. He's injured, or Terry could have been that guy, and he hasn't been healthy. And so there's so much missing with our offense, but I think the biggest thing right now is the guy that can vertically stretch the field and get a big 50-yard play. And a lot of those need to end in a touchdown so that you don't have red zone issues either, right? Like the big pass against the Bengals into the end zone. Like so many of the big plays last year, of course, the Hail Mary, were touchdown plays on explosive plays, right? Terry McLaurin against the Dallas Cowboys, 86 yards. Like, where are those big touchdown plays this year? The vertical game has been absent, and except for, you know, one or two plays. And I think that could get everything going offensively, and Jaden Daniels is that guy to get everything going. And then defensively, I need to see what I saw in the first quarter for four quarters. Defensively, I need to see what I saw early on against Kansas City for four quarters. But so much of winning in the NFL is just complementary football, so it goes back to the offense. Your defense gets a stop, you have to do something. You have to do something. I did not like Dan Quinn's decision to go for it on fourth down twice because it was Marcus Mariota. It had nothing to do with the situation we were in the game or the yard to go, because fourth and one is the one I was really questioning more than the fourth and six, because that's a field goal opportunity there. But it's because it was Marcus Mariota. And so I think that's what I'm hoping can be the difference on Sunday, is that if we get to a fourth and one right past midfield and we need this drive to end in points, Jaden's going to pick that up. I mean, that's what I have to hope for, because the sky has fallen. The season has spiraled out of control. The only thing that can stop it is Jaden Daniels playing great. Now, can Jaden Daniels stay healthy? Can Jaden Daniels stay healthy? Because, like I said, if, and it's a big if, the way this season has played out with so many injuries, if Jaden can play the rest of the season, we could absolutely do something. Baltimore had an even worse situation than Washington. And you're going to call in, you're probably going to say, they've got a much better roster, and they've got a great organization and a great head coach. Yeah, but Lamar was the difference. When he started practicing, the energy, the vibes got going again. Hopefully that can be Jaden Daniels Sunday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I'll get into the MIPS, most important players for Washington to get the win. What I need Cliff Kingsbury to do, changes Joe Witt Jr. might make, and what I expect from Dan Quinn. Need a halftime speech, DQ. It was a great first half against Kansas City. I think you blew it before the game. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Happy Saturday, everybody. Hope you had a great Halloween. Thanks for making me part of your morning commute here on a Saturday, November 1st, just after 9:45 in the nation's capital. We are live and local, DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I've been saying this is Washington's last stand. You may call in and say it's too late. They're 3-5. The schedule's too tough. They don't have the health. The defense is awful. That's fine. I believe Jaden Daniels is the NFL multiplier, and I think he can do what's happening in Baltimore right now. Just a few miles down the road, I think we can turn our season around. This is the last stand. If we cannot win Sunday night against the Seahawks, you're going to hear a different AWOD next week. This is the last stand. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1067. Let's go to Danny in Maryland. Danny, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, Adam. I think it is a critical game. It's almost like Jay Gruden used to say, it's a code red game. And I think, you know, they got to play for one of our wide receivers who was one of the greatest in football history and for the Washington football team, and Art Monk.
Yeah, that's a great point. Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Next time you call, make sure we get a little bit less background noise. I'd love to talk to you more. But that's another factor that plays into this game, is to honor Art Monk. To honor Art Monk. That's going to be exciting. Art Monk is just such an amazing wide receiver. Mr. Third Down, right? Nobody was as good at getting third down receptions as Art Monk. He knew where the sticks were and knew how to get it past the line to gain. Art Monk, the records and accolades are something I've never focused on. If I play as best I can, those things will come. That's another reason for everybody to step up for Washington. Let's go back to the phone lines, and we've got Vic. What's going on? Line one, we've got Vic. What's up, man?
What's up, AWOD?
How are you doing, man?
I'm in a state of separation. I'll call it that. I'm teetering on the line of separating my eyes from Commander Football until Joe Witt is fired. I've been calling this station 980, 106.7 for 15 years. I made it clear when the junk said I was crazy when I told him that the Seahawks were going to punish the Broncos in the Super Bowl. They said, you don't know what you're talking about. Hey, man, is this. Hey, man, is that. You saw what the score was. And then they called back the day that they said, Vic, you knew what you were talking about. We got you, buddy. So I'm making that statement first. That same statement, I'm saying this. The offense is not efficient like it was last year because we got complacent. The Commanders did not know how to deal with success. The Commanders felt, just like Ron Rivera thought, even though he was not as near as good as Coach Dan Quinn, he thought after we went to the playoffs that year, these are professionals. These guys know what to do. These guys are winners. These guys come from winning programs, Alabama and such and all the rest of that. They're going to come out and play football. Wrong. The best coach, two coaches I've seen in my time that understood that once you have success, you must turn the throttle up even higher in the NFL was Bill Belichick and Jimmy Johnson. And not one time have their players that have won multiple Super Bowls with them said they turned it down or they let us be professionals. No, they all said they were you-know-what-holes.
Yeah.
And they were you-know-what-holes for the intentionality of football and winning football and excellence repetitious.
So, Vic, let me ask you something. So, I hear what you're saying, and I think that's totally a great point to make, but, like, what would you have done differently then right now?
So, with the offense, I would have turned it up on Jaden to now, not just saying you're the leader, you're the offensive leader, you're the team leader. No, I demand excellence from you all the time. Jaden said it started feeling like there's a part of me that doesn't like Dan Quinn. That's what Troy Aikman said, and that's what Tom Brady said. They understood that where their barometer goes is where the team goes. And when that complacency set in for the team, it trickled down to Joe Witt, because Joe Witt's defense was bad last year. So now the team is complacent with all these professionals and all these guys that know what to do. Now the team as a whole with the defense is going to be complacent. And see, that's what I've been saying for 15 years. This team lacks accountability. You know why you're comparing this to the Ravens? Because with just what you believe, AWOD, you believe that John Harbaugh is holding his team accountable. With the addition of holding his premier quarterback accountable, this is going to trickle down to the entire team, and they will turn their season around and get back to the playoffs. That's exactly why you're saying that, AWOD, because even though you're not a Ravens fan, you believe in their organization's algorithm of excellence. And this is what's on the line right now, this weekend. Our algorithm or excellence or not. Is this the new regime, or is this the same old crap we've been dealing with for the past 25 years? Because nobody wants to say what really needs to be said. Do your job or find somebody else to do it.
Good call. Good passion. Good energy. I'm with you. This is the last stand. And I do look at Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., and Cliff Kingsbury to make differences here in this game and to have a great game plan and to start fast. I mean, it does feel like if we lose this game, it's the same old bleep. I thought things changed last year. You come back home. You got your quarterback back. We got to stop making excuses. And I think maybe they didn't go hard enough in the offseason, kind of like what he was saying. And it's tough to have a standard of excellence when that was your best season in 30 years. It was your best season in 30 years. Let's go to Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Day to AWOD. Happy Halloween, my friend.
Happy Halloween.
Buddy, shout out to Vic. He's spot on. It is nothing but complacency. And by the way, Adam, you made an excellent point before you talked to Vic about force multipliers. But the other force multiplier in football is, I guarantee you, if you asked Vic, would be the trenches. Let me tell you something, buddy. The complacency is in the trenches. Yeah. Look at what you said earlier, Adam. It is, their trench play is absolutely abhorrible. And that's all I'm going to say about it. I don't know. I don't want to get nasty or anything or call names. But look at what has happened this year and what our weak spots are. It is about the trenches. That is the force multiplier in football. And this is the last stand. If they get boat raced in this game, look for things to go downhill steadily. You know, if they make a good run and they lose a close game, it will be different. But they need to make some changes and adapt. Vic is right. The adaptability is not there. You know, say what you want. I like all the guys on the team. But, man, you put your hands in that dirt, you better ramp it up. And it certainly is about go hard. Just like in wrestling, go hard. If you do not go hard, you will end up looking at the lights very quickly. And football is very similar.
Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. And, I mean, let's look at the offensive line here. Laremy Tunsil has not been as hyped. It's just the fact. And he was not there in preseason working through things with these guys. Chris Paul was not the plan at left guard. That's all I need to say. He was not the plan. I was there at training camp. He was getting reps. He wasn't getting first team. Tyler Biadasz. That's like my guy, Tyler Badass, who I've interviewed a few times on the line. I don't think he's been at his best this season. I'll just say that. Sam Cosmi missed time and then missed a block. I'm so pissed about that play last week. And if you're listening, I'm sure you're still pissed too. Third down, what was that? First drive of the second half. You absolutely need it. And an unblocked rusher, when they only send four, brings down Marcus Mariota. And Sam Cosmi and Josh Connerly and Tyler Biadasz were not on the same page. I'm not sure what language they were speaking to each other, but they didn't get the protection right. And it was embarrassing to have a guy go untouched right to the quarterback. The offensive line this season has pissed me off. It feels like every time there's momentum, the O-line screws up. They miss a block. There's a holding penalty. There's a false start. Have some accountability in yourselves. The offensive line, I mean, Josh Connerly is a rookie, but at times it feels like he has disrupted drives because he gets burned. And, I mean, come on now. Jaden Daniels got hurt because of the offensive line. Jaden Daniels got hurt because Connerly didn't block Parsons and he ran away. And then Jaden Daniels got hurt because Dallas was right in his face and brought him down awkwardly. And, I mean, he snapped it, went back, and boom, they got him. The offensive line this year has been dreadful. And it's kind of, it's a link to all the problems. The offensive line hasn't given whoever's at quarterback enough time to go deep to create the vertical game. The rushing attack, it's just not been good at all in the last 4 weeks. It's completely evaporated. It's disappeared. It feels like we're running for 2 yards now, maybe even less than that. It stems with the offensive line. That feels like that's the start of the issues, is that we're not even above average on the offensive line. Feels like we've taken a big step back. The offensive line issues all over the place. And it was on display front and center when Cosmi and Connerly had their miscommunication and Marcus Mariota was brought down. We'll take more of your phone calls next. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Yeah.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.